This week, a man of science and learning was honored at a month-long series of celebrations in Rome and Beijing. Matteo Ricci was an Italian Jesuit who went as a missionary to China in 1583. His skills as a mathematician, translator, and mapmaker won him fame and acceptance at the imperial court in Beijing. Ricci used this recognition to teach China about the West and the West about China. Father John Witek of Georgetown University is former president of the International Ricci Association, a sort of fan club for the missionary. Father Witek has just returned from the conferences in Beijing and Rome, and he joins us now. Welcome. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Why are you so interested in this man?
I'm interested in this man for a whole host of reasons. I'm interested in how do cultures either clash on the one hand, or how do cultures learn from one another? And if you look at this man, you're going to see that you learn the culture, you try to be people of outstanding moral character, and then you try to show people who you are. Because remember, the Chinese had to be convinced that these people who otherwise would be looked upon as barbarians were not really barbarians.
When you say barbarians, what the Chinese until that point didn't know that Westerners were learned, were scholars, had this well-developed culture?
Well, when the Marco Polos, the Polos in general, were in China, this was a period of the Mongols. When the Mongols were overthrown by the Ming Dynasty, which is a native dynasty, they wanted nothing to do with foreigners. The Ming Dynasty did not. And as a result, this type of closure against the outside world, this was indicative of the period that we're talking about. And so for these people, like Matteo Ricci, to come into China and to make this kind of headway was really unknown at that time.
There are two things that Ricci brought, two general broad things that he brought to the Chinese. One was his learning, his erudition. The other was this religion called Christianity. What did they think of those two things?
Well, first, his scholarship, his work, etc., was outstanding. The world map that he had, because he had to show them where he had come from. The Chinese thought of themselves as the middle country, as the middle of civilization in the world. And so this was all news to them. Learning also the Chinese classics and translating these, and being able to show also and help in the translation of Euclid's Elements of Geometry, all of these were factors that showed his scholarship. Now, as far as the other half of the question that you raised, namely Christianity. He has to show Christianity is compatible with ideas that the Chinese themselves have. So in order to do this, they become Confucians. And what that means is that they are identified with the scholarly Confucian class.
What about the Vatican? How did the Vatican react to him in his day, and what is their opinion of him now?
Well, the Vatican reacted to him in his day very little, because they did not know that much about what he was really doing. But yes, there were problems in terms of what became known as the Chinese Rites controversy, because he had taken a certain stance with regard to the name for God, the honors given to Confucius, and also ancestor veneration. These were questions that did arise in this latter part of the 17th and certainly the 18th century. Eventually, however, by 1939, that was turned around by the Vatican itself. And the Vatican, of course, today honors Ricci very, very much.
Father Witek, what does the general reader take away from Ricci's life and teachings?
That in order for a person to come to another culture, another totally different civilization, you have to try to understand the other as other and show that individual or that group we are first of all human beings. Secondly, that we may differ in terms of our understanding of different cultures, but it doesn't mean that the cultures have to clash. That, I think, is the message, really, of Matteo Ricci. He's a bridge builder. He's a bridge builder between East and West.
Father John Witek of Georgetown University is past president of the International Ricci Association. Thank you, Father Witek.
You're welcome.